9 Jewish priests, a plot of land on the Mount of Olives, and 5 red heifers. All these elements are in place for what some Jews and Gentiles believe is the key to building the third Jewish temple. Some also believe it indicates the coming of the Messiah. Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem.
The 5 red heifers are now in a secure, undisclosed location in Israel. Plans include moving them sometime soon to a visitor's center in Shiloh, where the tabernacle of the Lord once stood for nearly 400 years. The book of Numbers explains that ashes of the red heifer are used to purify priests for their service in the temple.
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring you a red heifer without blemish, in which there is no defect, and on which a yoke has never come. You shall give it to Eleazar the priest, that he may take it outside the camp, and it shall be slaughtered before him. Its offal shall be burned, for the water of purification, it is for purifying from sin."
These red heifers are now between 1.5 to 2 years old. To replicate the ceremony mentioned in the Bible, they need to be at least 3 years old. And within that time span, they cannot have a blemish or anything that would disqualify them for the ceremony, even one white or black hair.
According to those working on the project, the ceremony of the red heifer needs to be performed on the Mount of Olives and in a place that would have looked directly into where the temple stood. The land I'm standing on, bought 12 years ago, fits both of those standards.
It had to be exactly at the front of place that the priest that made this ceremony can see the holy of the holy place.
Rabbi Yitzhak Mamo heads Yuvnei Jerusalem, dedicated to the goal of rebuilding the third temple. He owns the land here on the Mount of Olives.
And we hope that in a year and a half from today, we can make here in this area the ceremony of the red heifer that actually will be the first step to the temple.
Mamo says the ceremony needs priests who have not been defiled by touching anything dead.
The Temple Institute actually have 9 pure priests. They didn't born in hospital, okay? They born at home. Mm-hmm. Because they are priests, so anyway, they don't go to any cemetery. And they are pure. Mm-hmm. And they are waiting. So we have the priest, we have the red heifer, we have the land, and we have everything ready. We just need to wait another 1.5 years.
Byron Stinson of B'nai Israel, a group dedicated to building up biblical Israel, works with Rabbi Mamo and helped find the red heifers in the U.S. He says these would be the first in 2,000 years, and that the process toward a third Jewish temple began when the Jewish people started their return to the Promised Land from the four corners of the world, culminating with Israel becoming a nation.
And then in 1948, in one day, they were reborn as a nation, and nobody said that could happen. And then you move forward, and Israel continues to be this strong nation, and all of these prophecies start fulfilling. There's so many now that have been fulfilled. It's just incredible, the evidence of what God is doing with Jerusalem as the center of that. And the temple is the center of Jerusalem. And so how can it happen and how will it happen? I don't think anyone really knows for sure.
Stinson believes the temple is meant to be a house of prayer for all nations.
In the Bible, it says when Solomon built the first temple, he said, this is a house of worship for all nations. That's what the temple is. And I think a lot of people think it's just the Jewish temple, but that's not true. It's for all the nations of the earth.
Author Joel Rosenberg wrote about the third temple in his novel, The Copper Scroll. And tell CBN News, Jews have different views on the subject.
Jews are divided, actually, between does the Messiah himself have to come and build the temple, or do you build the temple and the Messiah comes? So among those Jews, Israelis who care, that's actually they're divided into two different camps. I think most Israelis don't think about it, don't care, and actually would get a little worried of talk of a third temple because we already have enough trouble.
Rosenberg also sees various points of view throughout the Christian community.
Those who think about it and those who don't. Most Christians, I think, don't think about the third temple. But those who do believe that it will be built before Jesus returns for the second coming, not necessarily before the rapture, but definitely before the second coming, and that the Antichrist will take over that third temple during the tribulation and try to rule the world from there. Could it happen in our lifetime? That, to me, is intriguing. I think we don't know, but there are some Jews who are really making, as you're reporting on, preparations to get ready for that moment, and that's something to watch closely.
Stinson says they plan to invite everyone to the Red Heifer ceremony that may take place in Passover 2024.
Everything is in place now with the red heifers. As long as they stay pure, one of them stays pure, then we have everything in place, including the priest.
Mamo says, according to the Jewish sage Maimonides, there were 9 red heifers from Moses to the Second Temple.
It's not his way to write, but suddenly he said, the tent will make the Messiah. We know that the Messiah will make the tent. Maybe we have the privilege to be one of these people that helped the Messiah to do it. So we're waiting.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, the Mount of Olives, Jerusalem.
Certainly a lot of interpretations on this, but we need to keep in mind the words of the prophet Jeremiah that the Ark of the Covenant won't even be remembered anymore. So how can you have a third temple without that Ark of the Covenant? There wasn't one in the Second Temple and in Herod's temple. But do we need that Ark in order to really establish that temple? And then do we have the words of Stephen as he was being stoned, that God does not dwell in temples made from hands. He dwells in you and me. Are we the third temple? Well, obviously people are of different minds about this. Does a temple need to be on the Temple Mount in order for the Messiah to come? Is the Messiah going to construct that temple? If so, what are the sacrifices? Is the sacrifice of Jesus enough for all eternity as a Christian? I believe that. Here's something you may not know. The Chinese had a red heifer sacrifice, and this sacrifice goes back at least 3,000 years and maybe longer. Confucius talked about it, that the man who could understand what was called the border sacrifice could rule China as easily as he looks in the palm of his hand. Now, an unblemished red heifer was sacrificed on the winter solstice on December 21 at the Temple of Heaven. You can go to the Temple of Heaven today in Beijing. That's sort of the, if you will, in Chinese history, the modern one, the one that was built about 600 years ago. But it's amazing that within Chinese culture, they have a tradition that the king, the emperor of China, as the son of heaven, is the only one qualified to make the border sacrifice. And in order to make it, he has to offer an unblemished red heifer. Now, go figure that one. Why do two completely separated civilizations have the same observance? If you're looking for evidence of God, well, there's some evidence there that the prayers, the psalms, the things that were done in the Tang Dynasty, Ming Dynasty, Qing Dynasty actually mirror psalms and prayers in the Old Testament. It's amazing.